Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When it comes to traffic circles, anyone who's experienced them has an opinion. At first, a lot of people hate them because they're a little confusing. But then once you get used to them, you're like, this is much better than a four-way stop or whatever it might be.
Just keeps the traffic flow moving.
Now, that said, here's the headline, because where I saw this story initially was on one of the news aggregator websites, this one on FARC, where they submit the stories, and the person who submits it writes the headline. The headline, aptly here, says, engineer fails to consider how stupid most drivers are when designing new traffic circle. When you see it, you will agree with the headline.
All right.
This from West Hartford, Connecticut, I believe.
I'm like, is it a square or something?
No, it's a circle. You can blame the engineering, but really, it's the stupid people that are a problem.
Okay.
All right.
And thank you, West Hartford's first roundabout, as you can see right behind us, is causing
Oh, no. So, okay, they've made a fatal mistake already with this traffic circle in that it's flat. It's not raised in the middle at all, so people are just driving straight across them.
Straight.
That's awesome.
They open the story, and the first person screams right through it while there's another car doing the circle.
Yeah,
like
I want to watch that.
They completely ignored it.
I got to watch that again.
That's just one of many examples.
First roundabout, as you can see right behind us, is causing a round of confusion.
For the talker, right? It's located at the intersection of King Philip Drive and Old Meadow Road in West Hartford.
Oh, my God.
And it's
like,
okay, now
they went the wrong way.
Traffic circles, certainly in the on the East Coast, are pretty common enough that that person should not have been going on it left.
You mean so basically they skipped the circle and just
instead of going three quarters of the way around, they went 90 degrees the wrong way.
Yeah, now, they went the wrong way.
Full disclosure, I'll tell on myself, there's so many roundabouts around my house. I love going around and about. It's very easy. But when there's nobody else around,
I would do that.
I cut through. But that's when nobody else is around. Mm-hmm. And ours is also, it's not like this flat where you can jump over it. It's got just enough of a ramp that in my Jeep, it's kind of fun to hit the little side part of it and be like, woo. But
I'm off-roading.
Yeah. Usually they put a sign in the middle of it or something, you know, so people don't
like
drive right across, you know. I mean,
this one's going
to
have that soon.
Back in my hometown, they put giant like statues and art installations in the middle too. And I'm like, somebody's going to hit those.
Oh,
and sure enough, a week into it, because my ex-boyfriend, his excavating company was one of the ones that was building these roundabouts. And yeah, like a week into it, he was like, well, somebody hit it yesterday. But yeah.
I mean, good to know that you got that business, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Storm of complaints online. NBC Connecticut's Andrew Rowan shows us why.
People are really upset about a new roundabout in West Hartford.
If he had said people are really stupid, that would have been
fine.
Wait till these people find out, like they did in Northeast Pennsylvania, that these circles cause tornadoes.
Once I checked it out, it is easy to see why. It's really low to the ground, and that means drivers are driving straight over it.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's every time.
I can watch this all day. They need to set up a live cam here like they do for that low bridge.
Making left turns through it, and in some cases, they are cutting drivers off in it.
The question that person that skipped from... they went through a quarter of it instead of three quarters. There's someone else actively going around while they do it. They're literally, like you said, cutting them off.
They're going head on.
That's insane.
The questions a lot of people are asking, is it finished? And is it supposed to be that low? Yes and yes.
The island will be mountable, which means larger vehicles such as trucks and buses can drive over a portion of the island.
That makes sense.
Yep, sure does.
Well, the problem is, and I've seen this, and we all have, in a lot of these smaller towns where they go, we really want traffic circles, but they don't have the room for them. So they're so tight that even in a full-size pickup, you go, it's kind of tight.
Yeah, that's how
ours
are.
Yeah, so these buses go through. So I guess I get it.
It's
but
a smart design.
Maybe don't squeeze them in where it's too small.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was telling them off air earlier. I'm like, it's kind of like they're asking me to go up on two wheels because I'm going around so wide, but in such a tiny little space. And ours are low to the ground because I live in a neighborhood where buses are constantly going and construction's happening all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the same in my neighborhood, but this footage that they keep showing in that car blasting through is hilarious.
They need to put just enough of a lip on it that'll give you some air.
Right.
So the buses and the big trucks that go around it will still be able to roll up onto it.
Sure.
But so if you hit it going 35 or 40, you're going to feel it when you land.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely need a little bit more curbing because even, I mean, unless you're in something really low like a Corvette or something, even a regular passenger car can drive up onto a curb if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But this is ridiculously low.
To safely make turns in the roundabout.
So look at this as an example. The truck is too big to make the full roundabout, so its wheels drive over the center. The problem is the car behind it does the same thing.
Oh, my God. Yes. No, no, the car behind it does not do the same thing. The truck went around it, and the inside wheels crossed over by about 18 inches. This car went straight across
so
the
smart.
Circle. And this is not the same.
The van absolutely pulled out in front of a car already in the circle and nearly caused an accident.
I disagree. This is the best design ever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is not supposed to happen. I emailed a West Hartford spokesperson. She said the town engineer is monitoring the situation to see if any modifications need to be made.
It's like
there goes Kelly.
It's like they paid people to do this for them. It's ridiculous.
Kelly in her Jeep.
If I'm not hurting anybody, I'm not going around and about. I'm going through.
Yeah, you're in a hurry. I
mean, you would think they sat out here with a camera for days, and it was probably 20 minutes.
It was like from 8 to 9 o'clock on Thursday.
It was amazing.
Fortunately, the engineer who made a PSA about how this whole thing works, he's out of the office today.
Safe choices in roundabouts saves lives. That's Vision Zero.
Of course his name's Greg.
Yeah, and of course it's got a name like Vision Zero.
For a roundabout. Shut up.
Yeah, we put in a traffic circle because it was some way to, you know, pay contractors.
To be clear, West Hartford changed this intersection because it was, one, crash prone. There were 8 in 4 years. And 2, in an area with...
Boy, this guy is really fresh out of broadcast school, doing all the camera tricks.
Yep.
Yeah. Is an intersection accident prone when they have 2 a year? That seems like a normal intersection to me.
I'm assuming so.
That seems like a pretty normal intersection.
2, in an area with several schools around it, it's a West Hartford objective to lower speeds here. Literally right next to the roundabout today, they are putting in another speed bump in front of the middle school.
That truck didn't even try.
No one is trying.
There are a dozen more roundabouts on the way to the state of Connecticut on top of the 30 we already have. The Department of Transportation says they are more efficient and they are safer.
A study of 5 roundabouts found an 81% reduction in severe crashes and a 44% in reduction of crashes
overall.
Mm-hmm. Stop giving us facts.
About or any of them. Hey,
here's a person behind him driving the wrong way in a traffic circle.
I wonder what company that is that delivers packages in big vans with purple and orange logos.
And why did they blur that one?
It must be a pretty big sponsor of the show.
People who are already in the circle and stay to the right. Back to you.
Nobody should have to be taught this. I mean, go... counterclockwise, you know, like every circle anywhere in the world, but yet somehow in this little town in Connecticut,
it's pretty remarkable.
Oh, God, it was so perfect that there was a Jeep that just blasted right through.
There I go.
Can you believe how many examples they had of people doing it terrible, though? It was amazing.
And I totally believe what you said. They were probably there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
Oh.
I mean, the lighting never changed or anything.
No, like look, pretty time-lapsed.
Same weather.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.